بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is 1967. I presented myself. We're still talking about the du'as of the parents, how the effect of the du'as of the parents. I presented myself to be interviewed by the Public Service Commission. Assistant Professor of Medicine. By the grace of Allah Ta'ala, with the du'as of my parents, I secured the top position. However, due to certain unknown reasons, I was not given the post. I therefore decided to go to Saudi Arabia. My parents were in great shock at my departure. They started making du'a day and night for my early return and for me to get the post which I had wanted. On the surface, for me to return from Saudi Arabia and then to be selected by the Public Service Commission for the post appeared impossible. However, with the du'as of my parents, not only was I fortunate enough to perform Hajj Akbar, but within a year's time, I was given the very same which I had considered to be suitable for me. Additionally, my seniority was also not affected. A few years back, one of my friends, who was a bank officer in Karachi, he developed a disease which was considered to be fatal. He had what is today commonly called yellow jaundice. This made him so feeble that he collapsed. Both his kidneys had failed. This friend of mine had young daughters and he was their only support other than Allah Ta'ala from a dunyavi perspective. So considering the disease to be incurable, they called on me to come and see to him. On reaching Karachi, I went to see him in the hospital that he was admitted to. When I saw him, I was shocked to see my friend in the last moments of his life. Prior to my coming, 18 physicians had already attended to him, all of whom had declared that the disease was incurable. I was now the 19th physician to attend to him, and I had to agree to the diagnosis of the other physicians. I also found that their treatment was correct. However, one thing was lacking. The treatment was not in accordance with the method of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I therefore advised his parents that before we start his treatment, they must first give some sadaqah, give out some sadaqah for the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. So they decided to sacrifice some animal, slaughter an animal as sadaqah. Secondly, they must offer 2 rakat salah. And then we should have full faith in Allah Ta'ala that He will cure the disease. I also informed his parents that the father's du'as for the son are not rejected by Allah Ta'ala. The parents took this advice to heart and did as advised. Thereafter we commenced with the same treatment that had been prescribed earlier. But this time the treatment followed on the advice given by me, meaning there was make the sadaqah, read 2 rakats namaz. For 3 days continuously, they made dua to Allah Ta'ala to cure the disease of their son. On the 3rd day, Allah Ta'ala showed signs of His mercy. The patient's kidneys started functioning, the jaundice started disappearing, and the water in his abdomen got less. Within a week, he was completely cured of this disease. It was 14 days after I returned home that I received a letter from him, written with his own hands, stating that he confessed that it was all due to the du'as of his parents that Allah Ta'ala had completely cured this incurable disease. In my opinion, from the scientific point of view, it was impossible to have had his illness cured, but for Allah Ta'ala everything is possible. He mentions here, these are some horrible deaths due to curses of parents. One side he spoke about the du'as of their parents. Says, my father had a friend about whom it was well known that when his mother was seriously ill, he did not treat her properly. The poor lady was neglected and left all by herself, and she passed away in that condition. I was curious to know about the circumstances of the death of this person who had mistreated his mother. Time went on. Nearly 30 years later, the same person fell ill. He had become extremely weak due to him developing diarrhea. My father took me to treat him. When I examined him, I observed that he really was very weak. He was weeping profusely. When he was a bit calm, I advised him on what to eat and what not to eat. At this, he started weeping again. And he said that I got 3 sons, but they don't care about me. Even though he was seriously ill, none of the sons had come to see him even once. Ultimately, he died in that miserable condition. He was all alone at the time of his death, and it was only the next morning that the residents of the locality found that he had died. Ants were all over his dead body. It is a fact that those who ill-treat their mothers receive a punishment in this worldly life too, as well as in the akhirat. A young man in my ward had both his kidneys failing. He was in agony for 3 days before passing away. He died such a miserable death that I had not witnessed during my previous 40 years. It had started off by his face turning blue. Then his eyes started popping out, and a terrible sound came out from his throat as if someone was strangulating him. The day prior to his death, his condition worsened, with his strangulated voice becoming louder, so much so that the other patients in the same ward were running out of the ward. They couldn't handle it. Consequently, he was moved to another room situated at a distance from the ward so that the noise may not disturb others. His condition continued to deteriorate. His father came to me and asked me to give him a lethal injection, as it was difficult for the family to see him in this miserable condition. Obviously, I did not accede to his request. I inquired from the father as to what his specific guna was. What was his guna? His father at once replied that he used to physically beat his mother in order to please his wife. The father had tried stopping him, but did not succeed. This horrible death was the result of his mistreatment of his mother. Allah Ta'ala protect us, give us tawfiq to treat our parents well, take their du'as, and fulfill everybody's hukuk. Very, very important that on the one hand, the hukuk of the mother must not be trampled. Person must not give preference to his wife over the mother. At the same time, the hukuk of the wife also mustn't be trampled. So all the hukuk are there in its place. Everybody has to be given their rights. This is like an extreme situation where the person now, just to make his wife happy, is beating up his own mother. The wife, she can be replaced. Mother cannot be replaced. Mother cannot be replaced. It's a very, insan can become a very selfish person. If a son is doing for his mother, the wife can't take it. In many homes, the wife can't take it now. Why he's doing for the mother? She thinks she's in competition with the mother. She can't compete with the mother. Mother's maqam is different. Wife's situation is different. Mother's maqam is different. So she thinks she is in competition with the mother. This is incorrect. The day her mother is not well, she expects the same husband to give her permission to go look after her mother. But when the husband, her husband is looking after his mother, that's nudging her, it's troubling her, why he is looking after his mother. It has to be a balance. And this is where our mashayikh come in. Sometimes a person is caught up, now he doesn't know which way to turn, what to do. So now he will consult with his sheikh, and his sheikh will explain to him, you do this, you do that. The other side, you get some mothers also. So demanding. I know one person told me, he said that after he got married, he told his mother, he says, Seema, this particular day, whatever kaam you got, you need to go chemist, you need to go shopping, you need whatever, I will free myself, come and take you, you'll do whatever you need to do on that day. And then he told his wife that on a Saturday, whatever kaam you got, I'll take you and do your kaam. So the mother knows the arrangement. Now on the day that it's her day, she'll go with him. Anything else you need, whatever, he'll do everything. Now on the Saturday when it's time for him, he has to take his wife now, go visit her mother or go do whatever chores she got. Now his mother will phone in the morning. Say, Dikra, I just forgot one something from the pharmacy. So he says he'll tell her that, all right, ma, no problem, I'll get it for you. No, you come and fetch me. Come pick me up. But you know I have to go. Yeah, come quickly, just come pick me up. We'll do that first, after that you can carry on. So now first time he did it, he went, picked up, took her. Now after the pharmacy, then it's the vegetable shop. After the vegetable shop, now that side the wife is fuming. So when it started happening now few times, then he realized that now the mother now is being unreasonable. So then he found out. So they said, no, you have given her that day. So now if she phones you on the Saturday, so you tell her, no, ma, don't worry. Sunday I'll come pick you up. So now that day you committed to the wife, you're going to take her. Now she's going to be upset. So the person has to juggle, but he must fulfill everybody's hukuk. Can't be also that he's trampling the wife's rights to please the mother, or he's trampling the mother's rights to please the wife. Has to be i'tidal, has to be everybody's rights needs to be taken care of. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.